America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If it's not guns, what else are we talking about in this country? In all the nooks and crannies and beyond those nooks and crannies, any place you can possibly think of, everybody has an opinion. And we knew this in the beginning of the year based on what happened 6 months before that in Aurora, Colorado. Awfully sad. James Holmes, luckily, he didn't slither away, and he's going to face the music for what he did, killing 12 people and wounding 58 others. But different story with 20-year-old Adam Lanza, who shot himself as police were bearing down on him at Sandy Hook Elementary after killing 20 kids, just babies, 6 and 7 years old, and then the 6 administrators and teachers that were also murdered when he decided to open fire once he got in that school. And it opened up a deep wound across this country. And many would say what happened was it became the perfect storm for those who want to see massive gun control legislation. The president today weighs in, or actually Wednesday, weighed in on what he thinks should happen as far as the guns and violence are concerned. This after the task force that Joe Biden led, where he talked to 229 other groups, or groups related anyway, shouldn't say other groups, but groups related to, you know, the NRA or other anti-gun organizations or teachers or people involved in some way, somewhere, where this has been an issue. When I say this has been an issue, who would have ever thought, certainly when I was a kid growing up, we weren't worried about someone running into the school and shooting us. We did have fire drills, and there would be bomb threats occasionally. And even there, we would talk about the bomb threats, but nothing like we've seen happen with these mass shootings. I guess Columbine really sticks in all of our heads, but there were shootings before that, but that was probably the biggest mass shooting that affected the conversation. So anyway, to the meat of it, to the heart of what the president said in his speech, he outlined his plan to pass new gun control laws, and as he said, his words, strengthen ones that are already on the books. He talked about survivors. He talked about moral obligation, talked about no illusions, what we're up against, that kind of stuff. And this is what Biden also, big gist of his push was that he sat down with 229 groups, that he spoke with people from Congress on both sides, that he pointed out in the room Colin Goddard, who was shot in Virginia and calls himself lucky. He survived the shooting in French class, and he was there to listen to all of this. The president talked about 23 total executive actions, not very specific. The White House then shot out a detailed rundown, if you will, after he finished talking. This is how the orders, what the orders would involve. Tightening background checks, allowing schools to have more resource officers, addressing mental illness, allowing the CDC to study best ways to reduce gun violence, including impact of video games. The press said these directives are in no way a substitution. Let me repeat that. In no way a substitution for action by members of Congress. And he called on Congress to pass universal background checks for anyone trying to buy a gun, saying that 40% of gun purchases are made without background checks. It's like if I sell a gun to you. Then renewed federal assault weapons ban to do that, and limit the size of available ammunition magazines to 10 rounds, and weapons design, you know, like for the theater of war is what he said, have no place in a movie theater. And then threw in, to back it up, that Reagan supported that same thing. Then the other thing was pass some severe punishments for people who knowingly sell guns to criminals, and pass funding for more cops if the American people demand it, and it's more important for, this is an Obama thing, for lawmakers to give peace of mind to parents dropping off their first graders at school than keeping their A rating from the gun lobby. I personally don't believe that any of it passes with Congress. I don't see any of it. I don't see anything of it passing. Maybe discussions on the background checks, but how far will they go? Is, you know, how far will the background checks go? And how do you decide what's the correct thing to do with mental illness? Since even with mental illness, there's some vagueness we could talk about, and also taking away the rights of certain citizens by identifying them. All right, something else happened on the day. Of course, we're going to talk about the buzz over the guns, and you can throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283. But did you know some Americans were kidnapped in Algeria? Leon Panetta, the short-term defense secretary, was hot under the collar about it.
By all indications, this is a terrorist act, and the United States strongly condemns these kinds of terrorist acts. It is a very serious matter when Americans are taken hostage along with others. We want to assure the American people that the United States will take all necessary and proper steps that are required to deal with this situation. I don't know what the whether there is any relationship to the situation in Mali. I do know that terrorists are terrorists. We have witnessed their behavior in a number of occasions where they have total disregard for innocent men and women. And this appears to be that kind of situation.
All right, so you know the details. The Americans were among the 400 hostages that were taken. Check this out. Gunmen stormed a BP oil field that was right near Algeria's border with Libya. Members of the Islamic Militant Mass Brigade and Signers in Blood, nice name, claimed responsibility for that raid. Panetta happened to be on the road in Italy. This is a goodwill tour through Western Europe. And he says he's been in contact with the counterparts in Algeria after he was briefed, and you heard the rest of it. It's a serious matter and all that other sort of stuff. And, you add this to the list. The White House authorized a hostage rescue mission last December to free Dilip Joseph, an American doctor who had been captured by the Taliban fighters in eastern Afghanistan. Remember, that was a successful mission. A member of the Navy's SEAL Team 6 was killed during that op, however. So the White House is mulling over its response to this. The groups involved in the attack claim it was in response to American support for the French-led campaign to drive the group's West African cell, known as Al-Qaeda, in the Islamic Maghreb from its safe havens in Mali, which is what Panetta assumed. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 16, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,675.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,718.29, $859.15 for a half ounce, or $429.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,718.29, $859.15, and $429.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Gunville's a long shot for the president, and that is what we'll be talking about for some time to come on the show. That's always going to be in the backdrop somewhere. Second Amendment rights, how far do they stretch? Will we ever see a change in the Constitution? Will there be blowback on people who decide they're going to change their mind and they want stricter background checks? Here's the bottom line. If I'm completely handicapping this and being completely honest, I do not think we're going to see many changes. Maybe a little bit in maybe some disagreements. I think there's massive disagreements, but maybe some common ground in some background check senses, not massive overhaul. I still don't believe that. Especially when you compare Fast and Furious and some other governmental things that have happened. And then you look at states and the different gun rights in the various states. You know, even things like in Florida, the Stand Your Ground law, which the governor was quick to really defend when all that stuff happened with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, and he said he was standing his ground, and then there were examples of people who really would have been killed in different parts of Florida, but they were able to use the Stand Your Ground and were able to shoot at the person who was they're attacking them, getting ready to attack them, whatever. So there's different laws pertaining to guns, and when you can discharge them and where you can carry them or can't carry them, that kind of stuff. And it's just all over the board in the states. The don't back down. I really do not think people for a massive gun control and people for Second Amendments are going to back down on either side of it. And I know a lot of you are thinking about it because I'm getting some very thoughtful emails where you're laying out different reasons why something will work or why it won't work and concern over what happens with the Second Amendment and what about your right to defend yourself and all that kind of stuff. And then personal incidents. And really, I want to hear the personal stories of where you've been able to defend yourself or where you weren't able to defend yourself and have you changed your mind? Because there's people who were anti-gun that decided when something happened to them, well, I'm kind of changed my mind on this. And then there are other people who have gone the other way on it too. And remember, you can always flip us your 2 cents, not just through the email at americatonight.net, but also by jingling us at 855-266-5283. It's funny, the jive talking thing that came up at the top when we first came back, Lance Armstrong, it's a big day, or maybe not, but I think there will be a lot of people talking about this. Lance Armstrong is going to be on Oprah Winfrey's network. Yes, can you find it on your cable system? Even she is saying that to people. It's called OWN. And she gets the interview with him talking about the whole doping thing after the 1,000 pages came out. And, you know, the history of that. Boom, the 7 Tour de France's were stripped from him after they accused him in October of his involvement in the sophisticated doping program when he was a pro cyclist. So Oprah Winfrey did a 2.5 interview with him. It's going to be aired on Thursday and Friday on the on her network. And I want to see what he says in a couple of key questions. Just, you know, did he dope? What did he do? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Or is there more of kind of a runaround on what he's saying? And does he acknowledge it? Supposedly he does acknowledge it. And what would be the reason for doing this? We've seen people, when it came to steroids or other things athletes do to themselves, that lie. We've seen this with politicians. And the public gets a crack at them. Do we forgive and forget? And do we just not really care either way? That could also be thrown in here because it was so long ago with the yellow jerseys. There's no doubt he was good for the people fighting cancer with Live Strong and how big that was. And this scandal has cost him dearly. And I think he's, besides sleepless nights, I think he's going to have a lot of lawsuits on his hands for people who had different things happen, that parts of their lives that were destroyed because of the Armstrong stuff. Because of what they were compelled to do as they were teammates and whatnot. And then companies who paid him. And how much, you know, the tune of what will it be? I don't know. But I think there's a lot of people that are already going after him. And I think more will probably do that. We know there's a promotions company that paid him millions for his wins. They want their money back. And I think that there's going to be, I think there's going to be other people that come out of the woodwork that have concerns and lawsuits too. What about the U.S. Postal Service. Are they going to do something legally associated with Armstrong because he was such a big part of the team and they had a team and were paying for that team? Maybe. And will he come out of this interview and have anybody have any sympathy, real sympathy for him, feel sorry for him? Yeah, I'm going to say that's doubtful. And especially the admission. If he admits it, okay, well, that would be a first step if he's truthful about the doping. But does it really turn around any image of him? I think it's so far after the fact, even for most people, that I don't know how many people listening are that concerned at this point as to Lance Armstrong. If it were his seventh Tour de France and he was on the verge of winning it, or there was something else, you know, that made him contemporary and on the, I don't know, on our radar a little bit more, then I would say yes. But he's on the radar because of being stripped of the titles and the report coming out and all of that. And there is a curiosity. I mean, he was iconic, you could say. But I think most people, with the world that we live in, everything hitting us so fast, and so many other scandals and whatnot popping up, that this gets pushed back. I do not think that it's heavy on the minds of most people. So, you know, maybe it's all just kind of a moot point. How's that? I started off saying that certainly guns is not a moot point, and the issue of where are we headed as a nation. There were a lot of people who threw in their two cents about it, including the National Rifle Association. They said attacking firearms and ignoring kids is not a solution to the crisis we face as a nation. Only honest, law-abiding gun owners will be affected, and our children will remain vulnerable to the inevitability of more tragedy. Ooh, let's hope we don't see any tragedy anytime soon. Stay with us.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep worrying about tests and schoolwork? Eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coat, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found
it. Welcome back to America Tonight. Often when we're looking at how the economy is doing, we look at the housing index. That market, that housing market index report just came out. Tanya Marchio, who is an expert in such things, a real estate expert, joins us now here on America Tonight. You might have seen her on the tube. It seems like every time I turn on the tube, Tanya, you're somewhere popping up on CNN, CNBC, HGTV. I'm thinking, you must not be selling houses, or you probably sold them all out already, so you have time to talk.
Well, let's hope not, right? Let's hope this market stays the way it is.
So the housing report comes out. Is that kind of like waiting for, you know, when actresses and actors in Hollywood are waiting to see if they're going to be nominated for an Oscar? Are you just waiting with bated breath to see what the statistics say?
You know, really, there's so many different statistics when it comes to housing that it's really hard to keep up with which one's coming out when and what it means. And the housing index is really interesting. That's really the builder's sentiment and what they think, whether it's good conditions or poor conditions. And that really has been unchanged this month. So basically what that's saying is 50% of the builders think that it's a great market, and 50% of them think that we still need improvement.
Yeah.
So that's really, it's a more difficult index to read than, let's say, you know, prices are going up, prices are going down, this many houses are sold. So when you're looking at the overall housing market, you have to look at a lot of things. We keep talking about the housing market in general, and what we really need to clarify for people is, there are really pockets of good, and there's pockets that still need to be foreclosed on, and they will be good in 5 years. And so as an investor, you have to know where and why you're investing that money. Don't just buy houses because your neighbor's doing it and your friend's doing it like everybody was doing in 2006. Have a goal and understand what's going on in that particular market. And every market is different.
I'm glad you brought that up because, as you were saying, it's an interesting statistic to look at with builder confidence, because what the number was 47. As you said, it's unchanged. That's been 8 consecutive monthly gains, so the index is just holding at the highest level since April 2006, and it was disastrous, obviously, before that. So the good pockets and the bad pockets, where are the good pockets?
You know, Arizona is really a hot spot right now. What has happened in Arizona is the market went way up and created instability, of course, because it couldn't sustain those kind of gains. It dropped all the way down to the bottom, and it's gradually come back up. But not just because financial markets are cyclical, because they all are. They all go down, they all come up. But because the Corporation Commission in Arizona has done a fantastic job of creating employment. So that's one of the things that you want to look at when you're going in to, you know, we have to live where we want to live, right? And I always say, you don't have to buy where you're living. If I'm living down in New York City and I want a fabulous place, I may rent it. But I may go invest that same money in a place like Arizona or Florida where it's going to make me money and I can pay for that fabulous apartment in New York City. So you don't have to buy where you live. You need to buy where it makes sense. And when you're looking at markets, going back to what I was saying, when you're looking at markets, you want to really look at where's the employment? What is the sustainability of these rents staying where I think they are today? And at least staying and moving forward, going up, so that I'm always making what I think that I'm making today. And it's really important that you analyze your stuff just like that. So, like I said, when you're buying where you want to live or if you're renting where you want to live, that's fantastic. But when you're really buying as an investment, make sure you're making wise decisions on where and where not to. So, and I'll give you the perfect example of where not to. Last year, Detroit went up. Detroit actually increased in value, and so we would all think that that's a fantastic thing. But if I am a buyer in Detroit, I have to make sure that there is sustainability on my rent. And 50% of that city is on government assistance. So who's going to pay their rent if the government's not? That's a place that I am not buying, and I don't care how much it increases, because I want a solid, sustainable investment.
So really, you are looking, you want to find out about rents. You want to know what the rentals are doing. You want to know, like you said, you want to know what's happening with employment, because if the employment numbers are ugly, even if the place is fabulous, you got to watch out, right?
Absolutely. And I think what the builders have run up against and why this index has really stayed the same for so long is for a long time, the builders weren't buying land. And so they weren't building because we had so much product just from all the foreclosures that were happening that the builders really couldn't build and sell with all of the product that was actually on the market just from foreclosures. And so now the builders are coming back, they're seeing opportunity, and they're starting to pick up pieces of land, and they're starting to build again. So I believe, and my prediction is, over the next 6 months, we will see that index increase because they will start building again, they will be able to sell their product again, but there's still a lot of foreclosures out there. So we still got to get through the muck. We're not over it. It's not done. But it's a good balance right now. There's foreclosures coming to the market. People can buy them. And yet, we're not flooded with them like we were in 2010.
We're speaking with real estate expert Tanya Marchio. Tanya, what about foreclosures? How do you know? See, I think foreclosures are tricky. They can be an incredible investment for some people and just an awful, just a killer for other people because they don't really know what they're getting into. Are there a couple of things you can look for with foreclosures?
Well, you hit it on the head. The one thing is, you know, when we're traditionally buying homes and you've lived in that home and you're selling it to me, whether it be for an investment or my personal family home, you're going to fill out what's called a seller's disclosure statement. You're going to tell me all those things that you know you've either fixed or need to be fixed or have happened with that house. What's happened is these banks don't have the ability to know those things because people have either walked out or left and they don't know what's going on with these houses. So now when you're buying houses, a lot of times you'll see there are no seller's disclosure statement because it may be bank owned or investor owned or whatnot. And so there's a lot of unknowns. One of the major things, and I don't care if it's a $20,000 property or a $20 million property, get an inspection from a licensed inspector. You want to know what you're getting into before you get into it. We can all, you know, knock down walls and build kitchens and make it look really good, but if the bones of the house are bad, you're going to be in for a lot of headache.
Yeah, and you better know how to roll up your sleeves or know some good people that can come in.
You got
it. It's like this, you know, that reality show. I can't think of the name of it now. It's hilarious. It's out of San Antonio. And they just really, they practically demolish the house and say, oh, no, this is a keeper. I think,
but you
what
know, and
price?
It's so funny because we need to really understand that reality TV is not really reality. They do a reality show here in Phoenix, and you know, these guys are buying sight unseen down at the trustee at the auction on the courthouse steps. And I've bought at the auction for the past 15 years. And yes, I've got some great deals, but there isn't a house that I don't have a report on before I buy it. I know if it has four walls. I know if it has air conditioners. I know exactly what I'm getting into so that I have a solid investment, because there's nothing like getting into a house, not knowing what's going on, having to fix it and losing money. That is not what any of us are in this business for. So, you know, like you said, they knock down every wall and it's still a great investment. Come on, there's a lot of work that goes into real estate. It's not as easy as they make it look on TV, but it's still a fantastic investment.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. Like, you were talking about bad pockets, and your example was great, the one of Detroit and how things have really turned there, and the unemployment, and, you know, how are they going to pay those rentals when it's over 50%. Has that turned around in Florida? Because, you know, it used to be the old joke about buying swamp land in Florida, but I think there's some good areas, pretty areas that, geez, if it turned around, I think they'd be good investments.
Oh, you bet. And you have to remember that parts of Florida are always going to be vacation destinations. Miami, no matter how much it goes up or down, people are always going to want to live there. You're always going to be able to sell a place to a foreign national in Miami. It's just how it is. So it's a great place to invest. You have to find the deal. And some of those deals, you know, we talk about knowing what you're getting into. We just found a short sale right on Collins Avenue, and hot, hot area. But my agent down there walked in, and there's mold, and the air conditioning has leaked. So we have to factor those things into our buy price, because those are things that we're going to have to fix, no matter if we keep it as a rental or if we flip it. So Florida is a great place as long as you find the right properties. There's a lot of old properties in Florida, so you need to be very careful. I think that Las Vegas is going to come back within the next year and a half. They're going to lift the moratorium on foreclosure, so they have not been able to foreclose in Las Vegas for quite some time. So that market is going to flood. It's going to dip, but it'd be a great time to get in and get out. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of jobs in Las Vegas, and they do have a water issue. It's not a place that I want to buy and hold like Arizona. So that goes back to what we were saying about just knowing your investment strategy, because you have to know when to get in, when to get out, when to be the buyer, and when to be the lender, and have really good advice. You know, we see all these people, and they make you pay for their seminars, and they make it look so easy. Just find a good professional, in all honesty. Don't spend $20,000 to listen to a guru. Don't put that 20 grand into a house. It'll be the best learning experience you've ever had.
I love it. Tanya Marchio, you check her out at teaminvestmentsinc.com. Great stuff, Tanya. We'll have you on again. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up. Like a burning flame, burning flame, full of desire. Just me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Abracadabra, I wanna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra.
As you can imagine, there's a lot of opinion about some of the things that the president has proposed happen to try to curb gun violence in this country. The catalyst for all of it, or what's really been the straw that broke the camel's back, for lack of a better way to say it, is the sad, terrible thing that happened in Newtown, Connecticut. We all agree and we all know that. And because this was on the heels of 6 months before the Aurora, Colorado shooting, where you had so many people, 58 people who were wounded and 12 people who were killed. But, you know, 26 and 7-year-olds and then 6 adults was just too much for any of us to really stomach. And then it spurred on the conversation, not that we haven't had these conversations, and states with different laws, different gun laws, and then the expiration of the assault weapons ban, and, you know, go in a different direction, fast and furious, that blew up in the government's face. What a debacle that was. Brian Terry, his poor family. Guy, all he wanted to do was be a Border Patrol guy, and he gets killed by our own guns. I hope people don't forget him. So the mailbag is definitely filled with lots of comments, pro and con, on guns. So those favoring tighter gun control laws and those saying, hey, get your hands off my Second Amendment rights. And we're going to go to that in just a second. Jack threw in his two cents. He says, why should the thousands of people who are under treatment for a mental illness have their right to due process removed. Most people with mental illness are good, honest, law-abiding citizens. And see, that's the, he's right about that. There is a gray area there. Somebody deeply disturbed, completely out of their mind, which is what we're saying about 20-year-old Adam Lanza, who horrifically slaughtered all those poor, innocent kids who were just in school, and then the principal and the other adults, teachers, etc., that were there, the six. He was riddled with mental illness, severe mental illness. But the problem is lumping people into that. That is a dangerous proposition, and it would be wrong to label. Imagine the label. The stigmatism of mental illness is already there. I mean, look at the military. It took them forever to lift that. People with post-traumatic stress syndrome coming back, and the suicide rate off the charts because of the terrible things that so many of them endured or saw or watched their comrades be killed or whatever. Would you throw them into that? Would you lump them into that category? Maybe they're on medications. They go to the veterans hospital. They're getting help. They're on, you know, there's a million different drugs they could put them on. A Klonopin, something milder than that, whatever it is. So there is also some tricky waters to navigate when it comes to mental illness and treatments even that are available. Some of you also talked about that. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This from Richard Raymond, who says, wow, Second Amendment is really taking a beating, Kate Delaney. I don't understand why it takes a tragedy to, one, have the conversation, but, two, to automatically go with we have to have restrictions. We must do this because people who own guns could at any moment probably use them in the wrong way. What kind of thinking is that? That is completely wrong. And after all of the things in the past that have fallen short, that have not worked, why, oh, why would we give criminals more rights than we give the average person? Don't people understand that you should have the right, if you choose to do it, to defend yourself in your own home, for goodness sake? I can't even imagine if all the guns were taken out of law-abiding citizens' hands. He wasn't alone in that one. Janice Weiss says, I just got concealed and carry. Very proud of myself. Know what I'm doing. Thought about it for a very, very long time. I cannot tell you how empowered I feel that I can protect myself as a single woman in my own home. I feel for the people in Connecticut, and I feel like they're being used as the poster children for reasons why we should trash the Second Amendment. And for that, I am very, very sorry. Here's another one from Jeremy Ray. And Jeremy says, hello, America. Tonight, been listening to some of the conversation. Really, really like the presentation. Have to tell you that I think we do need more gun control in this country. I have never owned a gun. I'm not really so much anti-gun, except for by what I've seen lately. Do we really need people to have access to rounds and rounds and rounds of ammunition? Give me a break. If somebody comes in their front door, breaks in, and they can't shoot them with one clip, something's wrong here, and they shouldn't have a gun in the first place. Or maybe I'm just ignorant about guns. Either way, I think we ought to have more of a discussion in this area, don't you? Absolutely. Let's have that discussion. We are having that discussion. But let's realize you can't be on the fence in this one. It's really one way or the other. One way or the other. That's how it is. At this point, and that's the problem with the politicians. They're sidestepping it the best that they can. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. We're going to interrupt the mailbag. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm here.
Oh, that's, well, I'm here is a good thing. Another day above ground.
Yeah, well, you have to learn to keep your mouth shut sometimes if you want to stay above ground this country anymore.
Boy, you know, some people really think that's true depending on where they live, yes.
I'm just in a very cynical mood. I cannot believe what this country is coming to. And I cannot believe that people are actually listening to that clown in D.C., the one at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I just don't get it. And if we want to talk Constitution, revisit the 10th and 11th Amendments as well. I know, that it says every government official takes an oath to uphold the United States Constitution. And it also says they have an obligation to separate the three branches of the government. Now, when one branch comes out and definitely dictates over the other two, that's a level of a constitutional threat, particularly when it's trying to impose its will on the other two branches without the people's due process.
Mm-hmm.
That's all outlined in the Constitution. I just dumb it down because I swear to God, when Biden comes around, you better dumb it down because he's back to Dick and Jane, in my opinion.
That's good, touche.
I'm serious. I'm not trying to be a witch here, but I want to scream at him, see, stop, run, because he just babbles on. But what galls me the most over this whole gun issue is Fast and Furious. Under the auspices of Holder, Obama, and the ATF, they force legal Class 3 FFL dealers to sell illegal weapons.
Right.
Now, are we going to talk major hypocrisy here? And some of those guns are in this very country. So how are they justifying those actions?
Yeah, and the answer is they can't. As I said, you know, talk to the family of Brian Terry. Just it's awful what happened there. And then, poof, you know, Daryl Issa tried desperately to make something happen with Holder, and it didn't. He couldn't get it to stick. We know about the being buried in documents. And then here we are at this point where we're talking about, let's see, what are we taking and what are we giving in return? Wow. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.